السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you everyone for joining us today for the beginning of Ar-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, we will be starting by going over the tafsir lessons of Ustada Najiha Hashmi's translation, the English course presented by Ar-Rahma Islamic Institute. Jazakallah khairan everyone for joining us today. I hope inshallah that Allah makes it easy for all of us and increases us in knowledge, in ilm and in amal, in knowledge and in action. Subhanallah, it is so good to see everyone here, and I hope that everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So Jazakallah khairan everyone and welcome to the course. So inshallah, today I would just like to begin with the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, and we will also go over a basic review of the tajweed of Surah Al-Fatiha, and inshallah we will begin by recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So this was the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah of the Quran, also known as the opening. So inshallah, we will begin by going over a brief overview of the tajweed of this surah. So inshallah, if you could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we dissect each of these ayats. So inshallah, let us begin first by the isti'adha. And this is what you begin any recitation of the Qur'an with. In it, you ask Allah and you seek refuge from Him, from the shaytan. So inshallah, let us begin by the tajweed of this portion. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So first we have the letter أعوذ, and here we have the letter عين, and عين is a letter of the throat. So we will pronounce it with a strangulation sound. أعوذ 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 بالله من الشيطان. Here we have the letter sheen, and above the sheen we have a shadda. So this means that we will pronounce the letter twice. Billahi minash shaytani. And here we have the letter ta. Ta here is a heavy sound, so we will have a full mouth. We will allow the tongue to be raised when we recite this letter. A'udhu billahi minash shaytani. من الشيطان الرجيم. And here we have the letter ra. So So ra is a letter, sometimes it is heavy and sometimes it is light. So in this case, inshallah, this is a heavy ra. Mina shaytani rajim. Ra, ra, ta, shaytani rajim. Following the isti'adha, we have the basmala. And this is another thing that we recite at the beginning of every surah or whenever we begin recitation. So in this, we invoke the name of Allah and we use two of his most important names, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both of them denoting his extreme mercy. So inshallah, let us inspect this ayah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So here we start with Bismi. And seen is a letter of safir. What this means is there is a slight whistling sound. Bismi, bismi. So allow yourselves to pause on this letter and read it to the full potential. Bismillahi, bismillahirrahmani. And here again we have the letter ra. And here ra is again heavy. Bismillahirrahmani. Ra, rahmani. And following the ra, we have the letter ha. And this is very similar to another letter ha. The difference is this one comes from the throat. Ha. It's almost as if you are warming up your hands. So you will feel that you have air coming from your throat because this is a throat letter. Ar-Rahmani. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. And here, we have a heavy letter, ra, ra, so full sound, rahim. And here, ha is also again from the throat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So that is the isti'adha and the basmala, the two things that, inshallah, you should be reciting before you start the recitation of the Qur'an. So now let us begin with the ayahs of Surah Al-Fatiha. Starting with ayah number one. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So here we have the word Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu. Here we have another letter that is from the throat, the letter Ha. And again, this is an airy sound. So we will feel as if we have lots of air escaping from the throat. Alha, ha, alhamdu. Here we have meem and it has a sukoon, meaning we will pause on this letter. And when we pause on a letter of sukoon, we will apply a quality that will allow us to pause and truly spend time on this letter. So we will stop very smallly on the meem. Alhamdu, alhamdu. So we don't want to go over it too fast in case we miss this letter. So we will pause on the meem just for a few moments. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi. Here again we have a heavy letter ra. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ra again is heavy, so we will have a full mouth. Following the ba in Rabbil, we have the letter of lam, which also has a sukoon. So we will allow ourselves to rest upon this letter. Rabbil. Bil-alameen. We don't want to go over too fast, otherwise we might drop the lam sound. Rabbil-a-ra. Here again we have the letter ayn, and ayn is from the throat. So we will have a slight strangulation of the letter. Rabbil-a-alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil-alameen. So inshallah, let us start with the next ayah. And again, we have two words that we are familiar with, the two names of Allah. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. And here we have the letter ra. And here in this case, ra is heavy. So we will have a full mouth when reciting ra, ra. We don't want a light ra sound. Ra, ra. Ar-Rahmani. Here, ha is also from the throat, so we will have that airy sound. And following that, we have a meem with a small alif next to it. And what this alif means is that we will pull it for two counts. So we will pull it, and you can raise two fingers to show how long to pull. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. So this is a two-count mad. And again, we have the word ar-rahim. In this case, also ra is heavy, ha is from the throat. And here we have a letter ya right after the ha. So this means that we will also pull this for two counts. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Moving on to the next ayah. Maliki Yawmiddin. Here we have another small alif sound. So this is two counts. Maliki, Maliki Yawmiddin. And here dal, we have a shadda, so we will pronounce the letter dal twice. Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin. Moving on to the next ayah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Here we have again the letter ayn in the word na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu. So again, we will have the strangulation of the throat. Na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka, we have a alif after the ya, so we will pull this for two counts. Iyyaka nasta'in. Seen is a letter of safir, meaning there is a whistling sound. Nasta'in. Moving on to the next ayah. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. So here on the alif, we will apply a kasra. Ihdina, ihdina sirata. And here in this word, there are three heavy letters, one after another. And the first letter is a sad. So sad is a heavy letter. We will have a full mouth with the tongue raised. Ihdina sirata. This is not a light seen sound. It is not sirata. This is a heavy sirata. And again, ra is also heavy. Sirata. Ba is also a heavy letter. So it is very important that every letter in this word should be pronounced with a heavy sound. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Here we have a lam with a sukun, and as we learned, we will allow ourselves to rest upon this letter. Siratal mustaqim. Again, also for the scene, we will rest upon this letter. Siratal mustaqim. And here we have another heavy letter in this word. This is the letter qaf. So this is not a light ki sound. Mustaqim, that is incorrect. This is a heavy qaf. From the throat. Mustaqim. And here in the next ayah, again, we begin with a word that has three heavy letters. Sirata. Sad is a heavy letter. Ra is a heavy letter. And ba is a heavy letter. Sirata alladhina. For the next word, we have the word an'amta. And here we have two letters with a sukun. So rest upon each of these letters. Take your time. We don't want to go too fast and miss skipping out on these letters. An'amta. Rest upon the noon and the meme. Each of them have sukun. An'amta. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Again, we have the letter meme with a sukun. So rest upon this as well. An'amta alayhim. And following this, we have the beginning of the word also begins with a heavy letter. And this is the letter ghain. So we will allow this to become heavy, mouthful, and tongue raised. Ghairi, ghairi, ghairi al-maghdubi. And here in this word, we also have two letters with sukun. We have lam and ghain. So rest upon each of these letters. Ghairi al-maghdubi. And here, like we learned, ghain is a heavy sound. Maw. And bad is also a heavy sound. Ghayril maghdubi. Maghdubi alayhim. Meme has a sukun, so rest upon this meme. عليهم ولا الضالين. And here we have another heavy letter. This is the letter ضاد. ولا This is a heavy sound. ولا الضالين. And here we see on the alif, there is a wavy symbol. So what this symbol means is that you will pull it for six counts. So this is an extra long mad. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of this surah. So inshallah, we will read one more time before we end, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين إن شاء الله. So jazakallah khairan, inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of this ayah. Inshallah, we will continue on from this part next week. So this is the end of the tajweed portion of this class. So inshallah, I will hand over the mic. Jazakallah khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.